I have difficulty overcoming my discomfort over death. Mine specifically. Mine selfishly. Others, I handle the loss with what might be called dignity or detachment. When Jeremy died, fallen from a cliff, literally the metaphor for suddenness, I'm not sure I ever cried. The cliche of a cliff, for fuck's sake. On the way to Johnson City for the funeral, passing through the Smokies, living up to their name, green-gray in the mist, layered construction paper, the sun where it should be, properly yellow in the corner of the page, I felt something then. Not tears, but their possibility. On my commute this morning, a new lane line awry, the straight yellow ending in a flourish. Make things more confusing to slow traffic. Leaving Tennessee, I drove to Atlanta, where I made out with a woman I'd met at my other friend, Kirk's, funeral. Brain cancer. 2009 was a shit year. I'll assert that neckin' is a valid response to grief. Some moments feel more like love than others. Let's bring back the term neckin'. Let's all go steady. I can't remember past lives, but I remember my most primitive, pre-linguistic ancestors pausing to watch water, leaves in a breeze, fire. Fire defies even the scientist's understanding of fire. If I can remember 300,000 years ago, maybe two, I can foresee 300,000 years ahead. In movement lies our immortality. This is my last will and testament. Cremate my body. I don't say me because me will be missing. And toss it in the dumpster, in the lane behind Pinkies. If you're so moved, raise me a toast. If I'm still anywhere, it will be in the light refracted through the facets of the bottom of a glass. Light trapped like fire. Not me, no, but alive.